Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
You can feel the wind blow, but there's no one who knows where it's going. And sometimes a breeze gently stirring the trees as it's blowing. That's just how it is when the spirit within starts to flow.
Every day they find themselves just going through the paces. They hide their empty souls and showing only happy painted faces. And when the day was done, finally out, they gone through all the motions, but what was it all about? And I've had a deeper look. You never really had to choose. And is God just a story? To save you and me. But it was all the same old story, the same old ring. They knew it all by heart, but it didn't seem to me. Just a story in some old book, and is it all the same old news?
Oh.
Listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
To look. Christ my Savior and my God. With Christ my Savior and my
about what he has done. Start counting my blessings one by one. I sure don't deserve all that he's done for me, but I'll praise him forever through eternity. I am amazed that he'd take the time to give me such blessings and fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am. I am so blessed. He's given me breath and he's given me life. He saved my just to show me his love. He built me a home in heaven above. I am amazed that he'd take the time to give me such blessings and fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express a thankful life.
Do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties ever near you now be true. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner,
shine for Jesus where you are.
Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Just above our clouded skies that you may help to clear. Let not narrow self your way debar. Though into one heart alone may fall your song of cheer. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner,
shine for Jesus where you are.
Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Here for all your talent you may surely find a need. Here reflect the bright and morning star. Even from your humble hand the bread of life may feed. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner
where
you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. bright in the corner, bright in the corner, bright in the corner where you are.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood?
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, creation, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Praising my Savior all the day.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled A Year of Spare Time for God. Proverbs 3 and verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." In preparation for mission work in Africa, I decided to acquire skills in aviation mechanics. After a little searching, I found a school that would enable me to get certified within 1 year and would equip me with the skills needed in a mission environment. The only thing holding me back was finances. A donor offered to cover the cost of tuition if I would cover the rest of the expenses. Praising God for the promise of tuition money, I arrived at school not knowing how I would cover the other expenses for the school year. But God had proved Himself faithful many times in my life by now, and I was learning to trust Him more fully. The first way God provided for me was in helping me find a good room to rent. The price was lower than most other places, and it was within walking distance from the school. This would greatly reduce how much fuel I would have to buy for commuting. It seemed logical that I should try to find a job to cover the rest of my expenses. But after investigating, companies in the area were laying off workers rather than hiring. I knew that I would need an average of $600 a month to cover rent, food, fuel, exam fees, tools, field trips, and other expenses. I laid out my newest challenge before God. I knew that this was nothing difficult for Him and that He cared about my situation. I also desired to gain some sort of spiritual preparation for the mission field in addition to technical skills. So I told God my desires. "Lord, You know my situation. I need $600 a month to live here. I'm happy to work hard at a job if You'll provide one for me. You are also capable of just giving me the money. I'll make a commitment to You, God. If You will provide the money, I will give to You the time I would have spent working. In that time, I will either study the Bible myself, look for others to study with, or study with others. God understood my heart and heard my request. Within only a few days, I received notice from the accountant that an anonymous donor had been impressed to provide $600 a month and that I could just count on it for a while. It was no coincidence that they were impressed to give just the monthly amount I needed, no more, no less. God answered my prayer in a clear, unmistakable way. I thanked the Lord for his leading and committed to spending my spare time after school doing Bible work. The experience of doing Bible work helped me greatly. I found that once I got over the nervousness of knocking on strangers' doors, I really enjoyed the blessing of sharing truth with others. I was blessed. I became closer to Jesus and was leading others closer to him. As a result of this experience, I look back on this year as one of the best in my life. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Desire of Ages, page 200. The nobleman wanted to see the fulfillment of his prayer before he should believe, but he had to accept the word of Jesus that his request was heard and the blessing granted. This lesson we also have to learn. Not because we see or feel that God hears us are we to believe. We are to trust in his promises. When we come to him in faith, every petition enters the heart of God. When we have asked for his blessing, we should believe that we receive it and thank him that we have received it. Then we are to go about our duties assured that the blessing will be realized when we need it most. When we have learned to do this, we shall know that our prayers are answered. God will do for us exceedingly abundantly, according to the riches of his glory and the working of his mighty power. This story, A Year of Spare Time for God, was written by Jonathan Dietrich, the director of Desert Tree Ministry in Chad, Africa. You can visit their website, deserttreeministry.org, for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.